Collectors, let's talk about the real villain in your collection. It's not Dr. Doom, it's the dreaded box stack. You know the one, piles of sagging boxes, and the issue you need is always in the bottom box. When you lift, you pray your spine survives. If your comic boxes are stacked like a game of Jenga, it's time for Drawer Boxes, the easy access storage solution from CollectionDrawer.com. Drawer Boxes are stackable up to 6 high, but you don't have to unstack anything to get inside. Just slide out the drawer and you're opening a treasure chest of comic glory. And just like any file cabinet drawer, they'll hang open on the own while you peruse your collection, thanks to their patented box locks box anchors that secure each unit so that they won't tip. Worried about a drawer slipping out and dumping that near mint run of Ultimate Spider-Man on the floor? Not a chance, but their patented locking tabs that keep drawers securely locked into their shell until you're ready to remove them. Let's talk box sort upright dividers. They keep your comics standing tall, sorted by title, issue, era, whatever you like, and make it easy to file. No more leaning stacks causing spine cracks. So ditch the lifting, ditch the chaos. Drawer boxes turn your collection into a library, not a workout. Visit CollectionDrawer.com and start enjoying your collection today. Doesn't your first Deadpool appearance deserve better than being buried in a cardboard coffin? On today's episode, we're taking a look through the highlights from Marvel's November 2025 solicits. This is Comic Book Club News for August 25, 2025. Marvel is all in on celebrating the 30th anniversary of Age of Apocalypse in November. There's the kickoff to the 4-issue miniseries X-Men of Apocalypse by Jeff Loeb and Simone DeMeo, which takes the Apocalypse X-Men to the 616. X-Men Tales from the Age of Apocalypse collects 4 first issues from back in the day, and the Age of Revelation crossover has taken over the entire X-Men line for the second month in a row. Meanwhile, a slew of titles not inspired by Age of Apocalypse are also coming. Infernal Hulk number 1 continues Philip Kennedy Johnson's run as Bruce Banner is separated from the Hulk, who has been taken over by the evil entity Eldest. 1776 number 1 sends Captain America and friends back to the date of the title and not the Broadway musical to save the Founding Fathers. And if that wasn't enough for Cap, Alien vs. Captain America pits Steve Rogers and the Howling Commandos against the Red Skull and his Xenomorph. But wait, there's more! Planet She-Hulk number 1 continues off the end of the Imperial miniseries with Jennifer Walters, now in charge of the planet Sakaar. Nova Centurion also continues off Imperial, with the title character thrillingly trying to raise money to pay for his helmet. Daredevil Punisher The Devil's Trigger is a 5-issue miniseries from Jimmy Palmiotti, continuing the themes of the classic Your One Bad Day conversation. Echo, Seeker of Truth number 1 is a one-shot giving Echo a new power, likely bringing her in line with the TV version. Spider-Man Holiday Spectacular is a one-shot by Rainbow Rowell, focusing on a lonely Spider-Man traveling to his friends' houses during the holidays. Over in the Ultimate Universe, time is running out as Marvel won't even reveal what happens in the penultimate issue of Ultimate Spider-Man, and Ultimates number 18 teases there's 1 month remaining until the Maker, the evil Reed Richards, returns, with Tony Stark making a big announcement to the entire world. Marvel Knights The World to Come ends with a showdown between T'Challa and Katema, while the Marvel Knights Punisher title continues. Predator Badlands gets an official comic book prequel. Oh, and One World Under Doom ends with issue number 9, so that's pretty cool too. For Comic Book Club News, I'm Alex Zalbin, and Spider-Man, you are welcome at my house anytime. Got tips or stories you'd like us to cover? Email us at comicbookclublive@gmail.com. For more comic book news, reviews, and interviews, check out comicbookclublive.com. Listen early and ad-free on patreon.com/comicbookclub.